Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Two headstones engraved with roses stand together in Ashland's Mountain View Cemetery, marking the burial place of three Bezold family members who died during the Spanish influenza pandemic of 1918. On October 22nd, William Bezold, his wife Edna, and two sons, 4-year-old Arthur and 2-year-old Lauren, were driving from Washington State to Arizona. In southern Oregon, the parents and children became feverish and had difficulty breathing. They stopped in Ashland for medical care, but it was too late. William died the next day, and the following morning, their 2-year-old son succumbed to the virus. Edna lingered for 3 more days before succumbing. Only Arthur recovered. The first cases of Spanish flu surfaced in Ashland in early October. The authorities closed schools for 21 days, suspended church services, lodge events, and other social functions, and required memorial services to be held outside. The Red Cross distributed gauze masks, and a nurse tended a health office downtown. By the time the epidemic ran its course in the summer of 1919, some 3,500 Oregonians had died, at least 11 from Ashland, population about 2,000 at the time. Today's episode of As It was written by Lynn Hasselman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.